25. If you look with me there in Matthew chapter 25, Matthew chapter 25, in verse 1. The Bible said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept," Noah saith. "And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. What therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." I want to preach this morning, if God will help me, on this thought, are you ready? I think the whole text or context of this scripture here, I know that when I look at this in real definition of the context, he's speaking to Israel, but an application to the church is as much real in this scripture as it is to a nation of people that are sleeping on God. Recognize the fact here, it's talking about a marriage here, and it spoke about 10 virgins that were going to be involved in that wedding ceremony. But the bridegroom hadn't came yet to come to the wedding ceremony, and they was waiting on the bridegroom, which is a picture of the church and Christ. But I want to say this, that not everybody that attends the services are ready to meet him. There's some here now that if the Lord come, you would not be ready to meet him at his coming. But here, this same text, and I look at this thing all through the Scripture. When you look at the sower and the seed, there's one ground that found lodging for the seed that it may bring forth fruit. Always, wheat and tares. Through the Scripture, he said, few there be that find it, compared to a multitude of people that heard the Lord preach in his earthly ministry, that many walked away and did not get saved. Many people today, when they hear the gospel, they just shrug it off, but never make application, never make themselves ready for the coming of the Lord. Here's 10 virgins. My friend, of course, a virgin is a lady that has been with a man, and we know that that is a picture of chasteness, of morality, but morality will not get you into the bridegroom. You've got to have something, thank God, in you to get into where the bridegroom is. Here they come together. The Bible said they took their lamps. Amen. They took their lamps. Everyone had a lamp. But brother, I'm telling you that the lamp's only an outward profession. The Bible said the wise took oil, the others didn't take no oil. And they got there to go into the ceremony, the bridegroom not there yet. And so they was waiting on the bridegroom. And the Bible said they all slumbered and they all slept. Amen. They was taking a nap. Amen. They wasn't alert. They wasn't ready for the bridegroom to come. And notice this. They all slumbered and slept. Every one of them was sleeping. Every one of them was slumbering before the bridegroom came. And the Bible said at midnight there was a cry that went forth that the bridegroom cometh. And so the virgins awake up and know that they have a part in that ceremony, and they're going to go into the ceremony. But they got up to trim their lamps and make ready to get there. and the wise had oil, thank God, to put in their lamps, but the foolish had no oil. And they said to the wise, give us up your oil. Notice what they said, for our lamps have gone out. Our lamps have gone out. Now, no doubt there might have been some residue on their wick, but they had no oil in their lamp. They did not have nothing, thank God, that would cause the lamp to burn, because they said it's gone out. Do you know, friend, there's a lot of people like that in the church. They never had no oil in their lamp. Oil's a type of the Holy Ghost, and you've got to have Him in you if you've got to get into the bridegroom. Amen. You've got to have oil in your lamp if you're going to get into when Jesus comes. You'll have to have some oil in your lamp or you'll be left outside. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of things. You take about time. Some people's time's gone out. They don't. People think, well, I got all this time to get right with God. You can only get right with God when the bridegroom comes in conviction. You don't decide. He works in you. He comes and you act upon the voice of the minister, which is the Holy Ghost. He's got to bring the message to you. If you don't get the message, praise God, from the Holy Spirit, you never will actually get to all. Amen? And can I tell you this? In this text here, there's a lot of language there that we see here, but I'm telling you, you don't get to all. He gives you the all. He's got to give you the all. Amen. But you got to want all, and you got to want Him. And the only way you get in, thank God, is a bridegroom. Thank God makes an invitation to you, and you be ready when He comes. But they, my friend, didn't have the oil. And they said, our lamps are gone out. Listen, your time could be gone out. And you never have another opportunity to act upon the gospel. You better act upon it while the cry goes out. It might be too late. And your oil goes out. And you can't make a way to God. Amen. That's right. You know what people say? Listen to me. I was reading this week, Brother Chief, about how that they pressed upon Jesus. Yeah. It says the word pressed there means that they rushed upon Him. Yeah. When He was present, when He was there, they pressed upon Him. Now, I figured this out. It's pretty simple that people that press upon Him is wanting Him to do something for them. Amen. And I will tell you, we live in a day and time in the Baptist church and all the other denominations or whatever church is named that people don't press upon Him no more. They don't go after Him no more. They don't see the lateness of the hour. They don't see that their time could be about in. They don't see that, my friend, when God says it's enough, it's enough. They didn't have no preparation for the coming of the bridegroom. And they said, our lamps are gone out. And some of you, I'm wondering how much time you got before your lamp goes out. Before you see that you have no oil. And you have no opportunity. And the time, my friend, has gone out. And it's too late. It's too late. It's the midnight hour of your life. And it's too late. Get any oil, amen. That's right. Amen. You better put that down. There's so many people today in this congregation that's sitting here that's heard the gospel time and time again. But they never make a move to God. Then when they pass on, or the Lord comes, they'll want you to try to talk to a congregation of people that they were ready. You don't get ready after you get ready before. Right. You're not ready unless you're ready. Amen. And so if I hear that their lamp gone out, notice not only the time, but what about the dispensations about to go out? There is a dispensation of the grace of God, and we know that we living in that church dispensation and time, that the grace of God is appeared to all men, and God does have grace. But I'm telling you this, if you wait and you don't make things right with God, the dispensation time could end, brother, and you'll never have another opportunity to act upon the gospel. I believe the Bible teaches that when the Lord comes, that them that's left behind that's heard the gospel and received not the love of the truth, that the Holy Ghost will be, when the church is taken out, the Holy Ghost will be going out with them. Only he that left, he'll be taken away. And I tell you, friend, when the rapture takes place, and there you say the word's not in the Bible, it don't matter. It's the same meaning, the word caught up. Hey, God, is what it means. It's caught up, taken up, seized up. We're going to be taken up. Everybody's got the born again experience and got oil in their lamps. Going to be taken up. You're going to be gone from this world, friend. And them that have not, the oil's going to be left behind. And they're going to be damned, the Bible says. And they'll believe a lie. And God will send them a strong delusion. And they'll believe a lie and be damned. You're headed that way. If you don't have no oil in your life, you just got to walk with no oil. That's right. And so, the dispensation that we're living in now is coming to a close. I don't know when, but you can tell, even in the church, hey, God's been touching us and helping us. But that's because, thank God, He's reviving His people. Thank God, before He comes, amen. There's going to be judgment at the end of every dispensation, too. There's going to be judgment. Tribulation is going to start. Amen. The lamp of, not only the lamp of dispensation, but the lamp of religion's gone out. Your tradition, your religion, your profession of God, but nothing on the inside. They said in Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and reprobate. Amen. They don't have nothing on the inside. And the fact of it is, when you get saved, God comes with everything. You got oil in your lamp. Amen. But if you're not saved, you have no oil in your lamp. You have no truth within you. You never have been saved. And all you got is a religious lamp that only appears a lamp before the people. Amen. That's right. There's people like that in this church. You say, how you know they don't never burn for God? When you've got oil in your lamp, do you not think that's a radiance, that light comes out of that? Do you think Christianity's making a profession and an altar and coming to church when you want to? Amen. Oh, no, friend. It's a new life. It's a new life. Thank God He gave me new life. He put some oil in my lamp. He changed me forever. Hey, I don't have religion. Thank God that it'll send you to hell. But I've got salvation. I've got oil in my lamp. And that's the only thing that'll get you in with the bridegroom. Amen. That's right. That's the only way. But, amen. They couldn't get in. Had no oil. And listen, let me clarify this. It wasn't at one time they had oil.
That's right.
They had no oil.
Right.
Lamp's gone out of religion. Amen. There's no need to try to doctor it up and paint it up. It's the God's truth. They just wasn't ready. Amen. There was no oil, wick, but no oil in the vessel. A lot of them people just depended on the Old Testament law. That's gone out. We don't live under law. We live under grace. That Old Testament law's gone out. You know John the Baptist had to go out before the Son of God came in? That's why he said, I must decrease. He said, it's time for me to get off the scene. Yes. Amen. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the oil coming. Thank God, into every believer, we've got the oil of God in us. Amen. There's testimonies, thank God, this morning that people testify, even in this sanctuary. And then the brother testified this morning about Bethel Oil, thank God. This man of God preaching and David Livingston getting right. And God, thank God, to the mission field. And what it is all testifying, thank God, of what God does have. And the Holy Ghost shining and somebody seeing it. Amen. Right. Amen. He said, the lamp's gone out. It's gone. They said, give us of your oil. Let me tell you something. You can't use somebody else's oil. You got to get your own.
Amen.
You can't, listen, young people, you can't have mom and daddy's oil. You got to get your own. You can't get somebody's oil. He said, we can't give it to you. We wouldn't have enough. But I'm telling you what, you got to get your own oil. Thank God you're not going to heaven on your mom and daddy or the preacher or the deacon. You're going to heaven and the kingdom because you've been born again. Amen. That's right. It's the only way. Notice this here. And I want to say this, we're living in a generation without oil.
Yes.
We're raising a church world without oil.
Yes.
We've stuck them somewhere in a back room, give them a cookie and a puppet, and sent them to hell playing games at the house of God. That's a sad day. You say, what's young people? They need preaching. They need preaching. That's the only thing that gets them oil in your lamp. It ain't nobody giving you a puppet show and giving you a cookie in the back room.
Amen.
Thank God we're not playing games here. We're preaching the gospel.
Amen.
The only thing that get oil in your lamp, thank God, a man of God look at you with both eyeballs and tell you that Jesus said you must be born again.
Yeah.
Right. Or you got to go to hell.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. It's the only thing that put oil in your lamp. Amen. It ain't whether you like me or not. It's whether you are fond of God or not.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And listen, Nate, God, friend, people say, well, I didn't like how he preached it. It don't matter.
Right.
It's the message.
That's right.
Yeah.
This Bible records the message.
Amen.
The message is repent or perish. Thank God have all you have. I'll be left behind. As far as I know, all of you can go to hell if you don't have it.
Yes.
Right.
If you don't have it, you're going to hell.
Sure.
Somebody says, that's awful rough. Well, I'm just getting down where it's at.
Yes, sir.
It ain't nothing you hadn't heard before.
No.
Right. So I went into the city church this morning, stood on 2 feet, and looked at them, and I said, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all all going to hell if you don't get right with God, born again. Well, they'd want to fight me. You know why I don't know nothing about grace? You know when somebody says you're going to hell if you're not born again? I say, oh, thank God for the truth. Boy, when that brother was testified this morning, I was 17, when I got convicted, boy, I said, thank God. Amen. That's my language. Amen. That's Bible language. Amen. It ain't leading somebody into some prayer. Thank God it's the Holy Ghost upon some oil in your lamp. Amen. Right. What we've done in this day and time, we've raised a generation that knows how to do it. We know how to get, we can use psychology and get people to make a profession. Amen. That's right. Ain't no oil in that. Amen. I'd rather for a man to be truthful. Amen. And real in his heart. And be honest for God. And say, I don't have no oil in my lamp.
Amen.
You're
right.
Oil shines, man. They need some light. It was dark. The door was shut. The Bible said in verse number 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. When they went to obtain something, the bridegroom came. It's too late when he comes. It might be too late on you this morning. I don't know. I know people sit in the house of God Sunday after Sunday and never make no response to God. This is an altar. We call it an altar. Jesus is the altar. But this is what we call an altar. Some of you ain't got enough humility to ever walk down the aisle and get on the altar.
Amen.
I've been pastoring for 26 years and I've looked out across this congregation and there's some people I ain't never seen on an altar. I tell you the problem. No oil. You know why that don't excite you when they're singing this morning? No oil. That don't have nothing to do with works. That just happened to do with testifying of the truth. Amen. All of them looked alike. They all had a lamp. In fact, when Jesus said, "Why do you betray me?" The disciples said, "Oh, Judas Iscariot, we know that rascal." No, they didn't say that. They said, "Is it me?
Amen.
Is it I?" There's a lot of people who can fool you. I listen for the voice. What they say. Higher God being it. Right. Anybody can say I'm saved. You can't hardly find nobody to tell you they're not. I guarantee if I took time out right now and said, "Let's go to you saved, you saved." Everyone, everybody, there might be a couple of people to be honest, say, "No, I'm not saved." I'll tell you what, you're going to have to get honest for God if you get it.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of people. If Jesus come this morning, I'll say there'll be a good many people on pews like this that'll be sitting when He comes.
All
right. They will not go. Right. If somebody said, "What about lost church members?" Oh, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of people that's church members is going to hell.
Yes, sir.
There's plenty of people like that. You might be one of them. I don't care what. Listen, friend, I don't care if you taught Sunday school, sung in the choir, said you was a preacher. It don't matter.
Right.
If you never have had the experience of the new birth and oil in your lamp, you're going to go to hell.
Yes, sir.
God help us. Notice what He said here. He said, and while the bride, when it went to the bridegroom came, they were ready. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The door was shut. It was open while there was time to get in. It's just like this. Just say salvation is Jesus. He's the door. Door's open. Time to get in. Door's open. But then when they got in, He shut it. That's what God's going to do on you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, "Preacher, I just don't want to be so fanatical like you are. I don't want to be so, just so caught up in all them things you talk about. I'd rather have the world than have God or go to hell."
That's right.
Yeah. You cannot go to heaven, bit to the world. Right, that's the truth. You know what they said about Jesus, His own family, His friends. They said, "We got to get Him. He's beside Himself." That's what they said about Him. They said, His own friends tried to influence Him. They said, "You look at Him. He's embarrassing us. He's insane. He's going too far with this. We got to get Him off and get Him away from all this." And brother, I'm telling you what, they couldn't do it. He had what He had. He was the Son of God. And He was going to do the will of the Father. Hey, where are we at today?
Right.
When's the last time you've been called a religious zealot? He's taking that a little overboard. I guarantee it's just that Jesus will never look at anybody and say, "You just took it a little too much." They that were ready with Him, friend. Hey, God, they had some oil in your lamp. But if you don't have no oil in your lamp, you never will be going in. Notice this here. Door was shut. Afterward, they came afterwards, and this is what He said to them right here. This is what He said. He said, I know you not. Let us in! I don't know you! You know what He said in Luke 14? Them that were bidden of the supper shall not taste of it. That's what He said. That's why He said, "Go out in highways and hedges compelled to come in. My house may be filled." He said, go out and get them poor people, get them blind people, get them maimed people, get all them people that can't do nothing for themselves, and they'll come in and eat because that crowd, thank God. He said, all they caught up is in their self.
Yes.
You say, preacher, that's about as narrow as you can get. Thank you. Thank you. What kind, you got all in your lamb.
Amen.
That 16-year-old boy that gets out on that highway and pow! Somebody hits him head on drunk.
Amen.
He better have some oil in his lamp. You can say he was a good boy all you want to, buddy, but I'm telling you, good boys don't go to heaven.
Amen.
Saved boys do.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of good boys. I'm talking about saved boys go to heaven, friends. Hey, man, that don't matter. Listen, there ain't none hell's full of a lot of what we call good people. I'll tell you, if you get the Holy Ghost in you, you'll be good for God.
Amen.
That's the only thing. Amen. You slumbered and slept.
Amen.
Took a nap. Wouldn't be ready for the coming. That's where the church is. That's why there's no fire in the lamp. Mm-hmm. Won't trim their wick. Get it out there, thank God, where they can burn. Amen. Somebody burned. You don't have to testify. Say, look at me burning. Thank God. They'll see you burning.
Yes, sir. They sure will.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Said, I don't know you. Boy, that'd be some sad words. A man come to the throne of God at the white throne of judgment. Both small and great shall stand. All them's not written in the book of life cast in the lake of fire. And they say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? Hadn't we cast out devils in thy name? Hadn't we done many wonderful works in thy name? He said, depart from me, I never knew you. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. A deceived person don't know they're deceived. They don't know it. The devil's the one that's deceived them. Verse 13 says this. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. You better keep your eyes open. You better keep your eyes open, buddy. You better keep your eyes open. You better keep your eyes open. He's coming. Jesus is coming.
You
better keep your eyes open. The cares of this life could really get you. To take your mind and heart away from it. I got to go to work. I got to make money. I got to go fishing. I got to go to the store. I got this to do and got that to do. I told my wife yesterday, I said, it's good for me once in a while to think about death. It is. You know why? Because reality is this. One day this thing's going to be over.
Sure.
You see these gray hairs? That's saying I'm closer to the grave. Modern technology saved me from going to an early grave.
Amen.
God did, but He used modern technology to put some new arteries in my and where they was clogged up. You say, what would have happened if I hadn't had that? I'd have died. I was sitting on 99% blockages. Brother Strength knows about that stuff. We all one heartbeat away. Aneurysm could strike your brain right now and knock you dead. And the doctor wouldn't even have to give a report on it. That's right. It don't matter. Friend, I'm telling you, what a lot of you think, well, I've got all this time. Look at all the people in the obituary. That's not 90 people, 90-year-old, 80-year-old. Ain't God, they're 50 and 40 and 30 and 20. And they're dying all the time. And a man that don't get ready and have no oil, he'll perish.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Would you let your pride keep you from getting right with God this morning and keep you out of hell and say, I just can't walk that aisle. I can't do it. I'd just soon go to hell after eternity as to walk that aisle and humble myself and give myself to God. But this is much as we do it. But the lamps are gone out. Please, Lord, don't go out in the Baptist church. I believe we got some oil. Got some oil in my lamp. Got some oil in my lamp. I want to burn it. Bridegroom's coming. I got to burn my lamp. We got people that need to get saved. How they got ever see without any light? Help us. Amen. You got the oil? You got the oil in you? Amen. I appreciate you. You got the oil in your lamp? God bless you. You got the oil in your lamp? Amen. You got the oil in it? Amen. You got the oil in your lamp, boys? Amen. You got it? You got oil in your lamp? Yes, right. Oil in your lamp? Amen. You ready for Him?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You ready for the Lord to come? You got oil in your lamp. You got some oil in your lamp. You ready for the Lord to come? Jesus to come. That's right. Oil in your lamp. You got oil in your lamp, don't you? Amen. Some oil in your lamp. Amen. Let's stand this morning.